This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Often when I try studying a chapter of the Bible, I use the following approach. After reading the chapter a few times, I determine a title for it, identify a key verse, put into a sentence what I think is a significant truth, note any cross-references and questions, outline the chapter, and develop some applications. After reading Mark 2, I determined the title to be Jesus Christ Breaks the Religious Mold. The key verses which capture this theme are verses 21 through 22. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, he pours new wine into new wineskins. The things Jesus said as he started his ministry and the way he went about his ministry raised many questions, especially among the religious leaders of his day. The people, on the other hand, were amazed, intrigued, and responsive. Jesus understood the questions swirling around in everyone's mind, like, this isn't the way we've always done it. This doesn't sound familiar. Jesus' teaching didn't fit their religious mold. His teaching and his healing and delivering ministry helped them begin to understand. Religion, as most people experience it, is made up of outward compliance to rules and regulations, with the hope of doing enough good to outweigh the bad. Jesus invited them to a life of faith in him that would bring to them freedom and dynamic, to experience a fullness of life that can't be boxed into the narrow confines of their religious mold. That's the significant truth of the chapter put into a sentence.